Hello guys, my name is Olabi Marcus. Today, I'll be talking about being in an abusive relationship. A whole lot of people are in an abusive relationship, and guess what? They don't even know. A whole lot of people are in an abusive relationship because they caused it. A lot of people doesn't even understand what being in an abusive relationship means. Listen guys, we really have to take our time and discuss this. So, I'm going to start with being in an abusive relationship and knowing it. Now, some people, they are just naturally unhappy. They are naturally aggressive. And there is nothing you are going to do to make them happy. They could love you. They could appreciate everything about you. But there's this thing about them that is called insecurity that will always make them, that turns them to an abusive partner. Some of them are just naturally jealous. They're just insecure. There's this feeling about it like, oh, who is he talking to? Who is she with? What's he doing? Where is she at? You understand what I mean? It's just insecurity. Now, some people are able to manage it while some people will just go ballistic. Now, I'm going to go to the second part of it, that is being in an abusive relationship and not knowingly. And I was having a discussion with someone earlier and the lady said, I was in an abusive relationship for 2 years and I did not know. How on earth won't you know? But yes, you may be in an abusive relationship without knowing. A lot of things you have to be careful about. A lot of things you have to observe. If you don't observe your partner carefully, you might be mentally abused that you won't even have any idea of. When you say abusive relationship, it doesn't necessarily have to be when you are physically abused. Some people are tormented. Some people are disturbed. Some people are frustrated. You know, maybe due to the partner's reaction, maybe due to the way the partner talks, maybe due to the partner's behavior. You know, all these things could lead to abuse. You know, a lot of people are depressed and you are wondering why. Why are they depressed? Now, because you are not looking at the bigger picture, some people cannot even have a good conversation with your partner because the partner is going to pick at every point they're trying to make. Now, when you have this kind of partner, you won't even want to have a conversation with such partner because you are scared, because you are worried, because you don't even know exactly what could happen the next minute. The moment you say the next thing, you don't know if you're going to get a slap. And a lot of people believe that when you're talking about abuse, you are mainly talking about the ladies being abused. God damn it, that is not true. Truth be told, a lot of men are in an abusive relationship. A lot of men are being abused. And the most pathetic part of it is these men cannot even come out and say, I'm abused. Because of society, because of the way people see men that, hey, you are supposed to be a lion. Nobody is supposed to intimidate you. But hey, when it's a relationship, you can never be a lion. You are human. You have emotions. You have feelings. So yes, you can be abused. A whole lot of men are being abused and they just hide it. They can't come out. They can't even tell their friends. They can't tell their family. So we can't just say, oh, when it comes to abuse, we're talking mainly about the female sex. Now, take for instance, some men cannot even talk to their woman. Some men cannot even make love to their woman. They can make the request because the woman is going to go, you know, up and down saying a lot of things that the men are not doing right. Some will say, oh, you've not paid the bills and you want sex. Are you kidding me? Is that what you're supposed to have in your head? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and other way around too. I'm not trying to justify the fact that a lot of people are supporting the fact that the female sex, you know, they suffer more abuse. But in just my simple opinion, I believe abuse is abuse and it affects both sex. Now, going back to the major talking point, which is being in an abusive relationship. I do tell people, and I'm telling you right now, if you are listening, that anybody you are with, anybody you are with that can raise his or her hand up to eat you, you have to be very careful of such person. Very, very careful. Because you never know. You never know what the next thing is going to be. Okay? The guy slapped you and he apologized. And the next thing, you had another argument and he brought out a bottle. If he has a gun, he brought out a gun. What happened next? What if he shoots you? That ends your story. The guy still leave. And now the people that are telling you stay in an abusive relationship will be going up and down saying, oh, we lost a good person. Why not encourage that person? Why not advise that person to run for his or her dear life? Because your life is more important. We don't even prioritize our life mostly when we are in a relationship because there's this silly thing that plays in our head that makes us feel, oh, it's love. I love her. I love him. I have to make this work. Yes, try to make it work. Please try to make it work. But the moment it becomes physical, the moment you discover that, you know, I mean, someone is attacking you. I don't think you really have to do much. All you need to do is please walk away. Try to know the status of your relationship. Try to observe your partner. If you're with someone that's got anger issue, try to work it out. If it's not working, then just go. Just walk away. Because all these things are very, very dangerous. If you have kids, you have to live for your kids. Now, if you are forcing yourself into an abusive relationship, if anything bad happens to you, who is going to take care of the kids? You have to think. You have to be reasonable. And please, I'm saying it again, don't stay in an abusive relationship. Have a good one.